if you truly are in survival mode, if you're at the lowest of lows, do these three things. These three things will improve your quality of life by this Friday. They will improve your quality of life by next week. I promise you. This is where you start if you have nowhere to go, if you don't even know where to go, or if you're doing pretty good, but you still feel like you're in a season of hard and you can't get your bearings, like wherever you're at and whatever your really hard survival mode looks like, these are tips that are going to do you really, really well. Welcome to Systemize Your Life. This is your go-to podcast for work-from-home moms who are desperate to reclaim control, find order, and escape the never-ending cycle of overwhelm. Hi, I'm your host, Chelsea Joe. I've dedicated this show to modern women just like you who are eager to give their very best to their home, family, and work, all without losing themselves in the process. Get ready to discover the systems you need to craft powerful relationships, get organized, keep up on that housework, manage your time like a boss, love those babies well, and maybe even sneak in a date night or two. If you are tired of hopelessly watching life pass you by, then it's time to grab your ticket off that hot mess express and join me in life where systems do all the heavy lifting. This is where you transform your chaos into confidence and take your life from overwhelmed to organized. What do you say, friends? Let's do this. Hey there, friend. So you're juggling a million things at once, trying to balance the chaos of life and work, are ya? Getting people out the door on time, not dropping the ball, feeding all the humans and washing all the things. I get it, and I'm here to help make your life a whole lot easier. But the big question is, where do you start and what system do you need most? Introducing to you the Overwhelm to Organized Quiz, a 60-second game-changing quiz that will transform your life and provide you with the action plan you've been searching all over the internet for. Picture this: more productivity, more time for you, less stress, and a personalized system designed for the exact struggles you are facing right now. Never mind scrolling through hundreds of podcast episodes looking for where to begin. I have the exact get started guide you need. If you're ready to go from overwhelmed to organized, then head over to chelseajoe.co/quiz and get started with a 60-second quiz that will unlock the secrets to reclaiming your time and finding balance like never before. With just a minute of your time, you're going to immediately receive a custom-made system that fits your unique needs. No more chaos, friend. No more juggling all the things. Just streamlined success with a solid plan on action that creates results. But wait, there's more. This quiz is packed with juicy resources to support you every single step of the way. I'm talking detailed steps crafted just by me, and a special curated podcast playlist that you're not going to find anywhere else. Every single step you need of my signature systems delivered straight to your inbox to keep you motivated and on track. So, what are you waiting for? Head over to chelseajoe.co/quiz to get access to the number one system you need to start on your journey and going from overwhelmed to organized today. Well, last week on the podcast was a blast, wasn't it? I know. Last Friday, I did not put out a Friday episode because we put out 4 episodes last week and I had so many people reach out and say, "What the heck? You're part of my Friday and my Tuesday. You can't do that to me." Guess what? We're back to regular scheduled programming over here. And although it is bittersweet, I'm happy to be back and be a part of your routine every week. Now, if you didn't join us for the Spring Refresh Challenge on the podcast last week, it's not too late for you to learn, for you to grow, and for you to participate in all of the incredible information. That Spring Refresh series on the podcast is going to be there for a short while longer. So if you've been hoping and waiting and wanting to get into it, I suggest that you go over and you take advantage of it very quickly, because it is not a series that's going to stay on the podcast for a long time. We will keep it up for a little bit longer this spring, but it will be taken down before summer. So make sure you head over and you listen to all 4 days. because it's just incredible. We had the best time, everybody here at ChelseaJo.co. We have a growing team and a lot of people are new here right now, and it was wild. I tried to warn everybody. I'm like, no, you have no idea. And I'm talking hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of comments on every single thread. What a gift. What a blessing to you, to me, to us. It's going to light me up and fuel me for so long. I love seeing the work that you did. I hope that you take it and you use that momentum. We had so many women decide to use code SPRINGREFRESH24, which has expired now. Dun, dun, dun. Sad day, but we will have another sale at some point here. I'm not sure when, but I do know that it's going to be quite a while. So if you're like, oh my gosh, I missed the boat, don't worry. There will be another time for you. And we want you to come and join us whenever you are ready. I just want you to eat up this podcast. I want you to take it. I want you to share it with your friends. I want you to build systems in your life, no matter how you want to go about doing it. I'm just here to be a cheerleader for systems in general. Of course, I'm very partial to mine. I know they are insanely effective, but what I know more than that is that this episode today and what I even chose to promote at the beginning of this episode, which is the Overwhelmed to Organized quiz, is the best place to start if you're really on the fence about, I don't even know what to do. I know that I need to start somewhere, but I'm not sure where I need to start. And it's just a season of heaviness. It's a season of not really being able to get by. I am like stuck in a hard season because if you don't have systems in place yet and you're feeling a bit like you're in survival mode, then this episode is 100% for you. It's probably why you clicked on it. Now, if you're one of the many students that we had jump into Systemize Your Life as a VIP student, don't worry, we got you. We got your back. We're going to help you. We're totally going to help you. But if you're hanging out here on the podcast, you're not quite ready to invest in one of my programs yet, that's totally fine. You still need to know how to get out of survival mode. And I want you to know that not all is lost. Truth be told, there is a lot to this notion of searching for a silver lining in things that are hard. Survival mode can look different. Survival mode sometimes can just be something that happens for a hard stretch of the day, of the week, of the month, of the year, or even sometimes for longer than that for certain people, depending on what is happening in your life. This hard season that you're in, whether it's short or long term, really truly is your pot of gold. And that's what I'm here to communicate to you today. I want you to know how I've leveraged my hard seasons of survival mode and used them to benefit me and my family and all the things that I'm trying to do in my life. You really are sitting on the solution right now. You just might not know it yet. You're sitting on that breakthrough. You're sitting on the answer to all your midnight woes, or maybe they're your 6 a.m. or 4 a.m. woes. And I bet you're like, how's that possible? It doesn't quite feel like that. Well, that's what we're going to talk about today. Here's how. The number one way a successful system is created is by understanding patterns. That's it. You need to be able to understand patterns. If we're looking at a successful system, which is what you were drawn to, that's why you're here, that's why you're listening, is because you want order. You want some structure. Systems give you something predictable, something you can sink your teeth into. But not all systems are created equal. Everybody has a system. Some are broken. Some are jankety. Some just flat out don't work. But you are doing something to get from point A to point B in a very specific manner. That specific manner just might not have a rhyme or reason, but that's your system, right? So a successful system is created by understanding patterns. That's all there is to it. There's nothing more complicated than that. And this is how I've created a plug-and-play system for not just my home and my business, but for thousands of other people. I understand the patterns. I was truly obsessed with anthropology and human behavior in college, and I thought I was going to travel the world and just study human behavior. I did. And then I got into sign language interpreting, and now I'm here. I digress, but it's something that I've always been insanely passionate about. I used to, before, I don't even know what date I was about to say, but September 11th, I don't even know, 2001 feels like an eternity, like literally an eternity has gone by since then. But before that, I was actually old enough to drive, dating myself here, and I would go to the airport and I would sit all the way at the gates before you had security. And I would just watch people and I would journal and I would write about their behavior whenever they were under pressure and under stress. Is that weird? Did I just talk about how weird I am? I wish I still had those journals. Oh my gosh. But it taught me a lot about people and it taught me about their patterns and their behaviors. I don't think my mother knows that I did those things, but she probably knows now because I think she listens to every episode. But anyway, hey mom. So I think that that has just stuck with me forever, is this obsession with being observant. And so that's what we're going to talk about today. While you're here feeling like a hot mess, feeling like a chicken with its head cut off, like you are stuck in the constant whack-a-mole game, like you just can't ever get out of it, or the one that's like at Chuck E. Cheese, I think, I don't even know, where the alligator heads come out and you have to like smack them on the mouth and then they like go back in and go back out, like putting out fires all day, right? Like being stuck in that all the time. I want you to start being observant. You don't have to do anything with that information. And I'm going to give you three really specific tips here in a second, but I'm just priming you. I want you to start thinking about this. You don't have anything pressing that I'm telling you to do with the information that you observe. I just want you to look up. Eyes up. I tell this to my kids about 400 times a day. And there's two reasons for that in my life. One of them is very spiritual. It's a faith-based thing for us. Eyes up. That's where we look. We're always eyes up, right? But it's also because I want my kids to be insanely observant. And so I want them to remember their mother always telling them eyes up, because that's where we find information. That's where we find answers. So the number one literal place that our eyes are always glued is our cell phone. Get your face up, get your eyes up, get your face out of your phone, eyes up, watch people, look at what's going on for your own safety, let alone being observant of what's going on with your kids, with your dog, with everything. Obviously, on a much less literal interpretation of keeping your eyes up, it means to just be observant and pay attention. I think so many people want to hide and shriek away from their life when it's feeling like that, out of shame or guilt or fear or overwhelm or exhaustion, sadness, anger, depression. And what I want you to do is knock that off. I want you to look up. I want you to see what you got to face every day. And I know it sucks and I know it's hard and I know you're not proud of it, but that's okay. We're going to talk about that in a second. Watch your life. Just watch it. It's okay that it doesn't make you feel good. That's actually a really great thing. Even at 100 miles per hour, you're going to notice where things are breaking down. Right now, you're ignoring it. You're ignoring it to the point where it builds up so bad it blows up in your face. And then we've got problems. So I want you to just start looking around. You're going to see chaos. Of course you are. But you already feel it. You might as well look at it, observe it. You're going to learn so much from it. Then I want you to take, when you start doing all that and you start facing the truth, you just start looking at it and you're like, hey, Charles, just so you know, I actually see those dishes every single day. Like, I know they're there. I know, but I want you to really just start observing, like, who put all of the dishes there? And not to blame people, but like, why are they putting them there? When are they putting them there? And then I want you to think even deeper when you have the bandwidth for it, of just like, just be open. Just ask yourself. You don't have to talk to anybody about this. And I encourage you not to. Keep this to yourself for a while. What would happen if, I'll use a real life example, my husband didn't constantly set his coffee cup in the sink that has no dishes in it? Because after years of observation, I realized that that sets off a trigger for everyone to start putting their dishes in the sink. It cues them that the dishwasher is not ready to receive dishes, when that's not the truth. It's just where he likes to put his coffee cup. Doesn't go there, but it's where he likes to put it. Help me now, because it sets off this chain reaction. But the only way that I would have known that, and the only way that I did learn that, is by some serious observation. And so, call me crazy, but this is how I've created, you probably do, but this is how I've created efficiencies in my house that keep me from having dishes backed up all the time. So now we've worked together on, what does this actually mean? How can we prevent this? Does it mean you need to move your coffee cup? Can we find another home for that bad boy? Do we need to smack a magnet on the dishwasher that says, you know, ready or clean or dirty or whatever, you know? Then we can talk about solutions. So here's the tips for you when you're in survival mode. I gave you A to Z right there, but I want to get back to the point of this episode, and it is surviving hard seasons. Because often when we're in hard seasons, we're not in a place where we can think creatively, and we're often in a place where solutions are off the table. Like, we're just trying to survive. And I wholeheartedly understand that. The quicker you can get out of that, the better. And that doesn't mean that you shouldn't have a time and a space to sit in the hard. We don't want to rush it, but we also don't just want to sit there and prolong it for longer than we have to be there. And there are ways to get through it. When you don't have systems in place, this is where you need to go. So obviously, if you've had systems in place and you go through a hard season, the first thing you're going to want to do is get right back into your systems. But if you have no systems in place, the systems that you have are haphazard and jankety, and you've never really vetted them nor put much time or energy into them, and it's just never been your thing, and you're drowning, and it's hard. Kids have been sick for decades is what it feels like. It's just a constant snotty nose and cough. The season is behind us for the most part. It still happens, but it's very different now that the kids are older. But when they were little, sending all the well wishes your way, because it's tough. And there's other things, like I'd mentioned on the podcast, from December until April, it's been a season for me. There's been a lot of trials that I never knew and expected to go through. There's been some traumatic things. There's been things that are little blips, but smashed in between, you know, hard thing and hard thing and more hard things. We're just building a double decker, meaty, really hard to choke down sandwich. It's been hard. It's been a season. You know, I fall back on my systems, but I realize that not everybody has that. And the whole idea for this podcast episode came to me not long ago, and I was like, wow, there's got to be a place to start when you just don't have systems in place at all. So very simply, here's what you're going to do. Tip number one is, I want you to detach. I'm going to give you three tips, and they all start with the letter D. Tip one is to detach. I want you to detach yourself. I want you to see the chaos. Okay, everything that I just told you was very important. And now we're going to go in, what do we do? Okay, you've started to eyes up. We got it. Now what? Detach yourself. Look at the chaos. And just observe it. It's data only. It's not your worth. It means nothing about you or your potential. I can't emphasize this enough. I don't care what this state of your body looks like, your pantry, your car, your cupboards, your closet, your living room floor, your refrigerator. I don't care how many times your kids have been late for school or how many times you've forgotten to pick them up at the right time on early release day. I don't care. None of this says anything about your value, your worth, your potential, your capacity to care for them, to love them, to provide for them, to nourish them. It doesn't mean anything. It's just data. You get to choose what you want to do with that information. Which leads me to tip number two. Dream. I want you to start dreaming about a day when your chaos is calm. And I know it seems like that day is never going to come, but with systems, it will. With systems, it will come. And you do have to do the work to put systems in place. I cannot promise you that change will happen without it, but I can promise you that change will happen with systems in place. These systems are the foundation of organization, structure, routine, and balance. It starts with the system. Sure, you can go organize something, but it's just going to unorganize itself without a system in place to maintain it. From, you know, the time you wake up in the morning to the time that you go to bed at night, there's opportunity for efficiency, for efficacy, for systems all throughout the day. And you get to start dreaming about what does that look like? What does your morning look like? What does your night look like? The very first activity that my students do when they come in to Systemize Your Life is I make them do this. I make them dream. I force this. So take it, run with it, do it, write it down. And that's tip number three is to draft. Start drafting. Start writing. If you've never been a writer, you're about to be. Write all those dreams down. Write down the data that you collected. Get a journal and put it on your nightstand and leave it there. Take everything else off your nightstand and just leave it there. If you truly are in survival mode, if you're at the lowest of lows, do these three things. These three things will improve your quality of life by this Friday. They will improve your quality of life by next week. I promise you, this is where you start if you have nowhere to go, if you don't even know where to go, or if you're doing pretty good, but you still feel like you're in a season of hard and you can't get your bearings, like wherever you're at and whatever your really hard survival mode looks like, these are tips that are going to do you really, really well. As a short recap, the three things, the three tips, and probably in this order that I suggest you do if you are surviving a really hard season right now is number one, to detach, number two, to dream, and number three, to draft. I'm so happy that you came back here for another episode, and I look forward to meeting you back here again on the Systemize Your Life podcast. Before we wrap up today's episode, I want to extend a sincere invitation to you, an incredible wife, mom, and woman who has serious dreams of making change, to really take what you learned today and implement even just a small part of it in your life. When you make changes, it inspires everyone around you. If today's episode resonated with you, I'm certain it will resonate with others too. So head over to iTunes, hit that subscribe button, and leave us a 5-star review. Your review will help more women discover our podcast and join our supportive community. But your impact doesn't stop there. You hold the power to motivate and equip the women closest to you in your life with a simple, "Hey girl, let's do this together." Text this episode to your best friend or maybe even your mama. Whoever it is in your life that's knee-deep in the same kind of chaos you're in, they need to know about this system too. And if you're feeling fancy, you can even take a screenshot of this episode, tag me, and post it to your stories, because together we can create a trail of wisdom for all the incredible women around us, reshaping how we not only care for ourselves, but each other. I can't wait to connect with you on Instagram until we meet back here again real soon for the next episode on the Systemize Your Life podcast.